You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse Common Councilors are hoping that the second time will be the charm this Friday when they vote on an agreement to clear snow from 40 miles of busy sidewalks. Walsh administration officials met with councilors Tuesday to explain the contract terms with JSK Snow Services. Director of Administration Christine Elliott says they'll deploy after 3 inches of snow has accumulated and salting won't be included due to cost. She feels the city and contractor are better prepared.
We made significant progress with this group before coming to you guys to ask for that ability to negotiate the contract. The scale and size of this company is much larger, and they are better positioned to take on this kind of work, and I think that that's the biggest difference.
The tentative $170,000 agreement with JSK comes after a previous vendor pulled out of the agreement, so counselors were clearly more cautious about moving forward. Elliott tried to reassure them.
The terms of the contract are pretty firm, and I think we all agree in principle with what we want to do, to the point where the contractor has provided us with the bonded money and has also gone through to make sure that the equipment is available and freed up capital to make that cost outlay. So I think they're very serious about moving this forward in an expedited and professional manner.
They have shown that they are ready and able to do this work. They have years of experience. They have strong recommendations. They're very reputable. So when they say that they're prepared and ready to do it, I'm confident that they are.
That's Evan Helgeson, Accountability Project Manager with the city. JSK told city officials they're ready to purchase equipment and hire more employees to take on the job. They'll be paid $5,000 per deployment, and the city ultimately gives the final go. But the deal doesn't absolve property owners from their responsibility to keep their sidewalks clear of snow. Former Councilor Bob Doherty was unsuccessful in his attempts to get similar legislation passed and says it's criminal that some business owners don't care.
We'll be doing them a favor in those 20 miles, but I think it's got to be clear to business owners in the rest of the city, particularly the chains, corner stores, that it's their responsibility too. Just driving down Salina Street on my way here, it's a joke. How many of those business owners have not cleared their sidewalks? I think they must not think people walk to their stores.
JSK officials were not on hand for Tuesday's council meeting due to the ongoing cleanup after the weekend storm. Councilors will vote on the agreement at a special Friday meeting. The contractor is ready to start February 1st. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.